going to be nice to be back for a couple weeks now, back in the roster and healthy. Tough time sitting out, right?
Yes, of course. You know, for me, it felt like it's been so long, and then, like, coming here on Sundays and seeing the guys get ready for the game, and I was just sitting on the side. It seemed like I was outside the place, and it didn't seem right. So last week was, like, my second game back, and starting to feel like, you know, everything is the same again. So it felt real good to be out there with the guys and decided just playing football.
Is it difficult to establish a running game with so many different running backs playing behind you?
No, not really. I mean, because as offense, once you get into a flow, I mean, everything is pretty much easy. Then the offensive coordinator can call whatever, you know, he wants to. It seems like anything he calls is working. So for us, we just got to just get into a rhythm, you know, no matter who's back there. You know, they can run the ball, not taking anything from Maurice or Rashad or Martel. But, you know, I think our O-line, you know, I think once they get everything going and they get in the rhythm, I think they can block for anybody.
You've been used a number of different ways. You're out in the flat, catching some passes this year. I think you carried twice last week. When was the last time you carried twice in a game?
Probably been a couple of years. I got to ask Ryan Robinson for that, but it's been a while. So I'm like, it's like riding a bike. You never forget how to run the ball.
It's no different than preparing for as a special teamer. No different at all.
Are you missing the special teams?
I miss my guys. We've got a talented group of young guys. And so they're taking the lead. They're a bunch of leaders out there. They do what they do, and we'll be ready for this Sunday.
Since I mentioned it after the game about your touchdown, that you noticed something before the snap, can you sort of take me through that? What you noticed the defense, so how allowed you to score?
Well, a lot of football is pre-snap. Pre-snap reads, trying to get on a jump on the defense before the play happens, being just one step ahead. They kind of overloaded to the right-hand side, which left them vulnerable on the front side. And oddly enough, you know, it was a perfect storm. We got the right call, kept it front side, and went on up the sideline. So,
Greg Jones said that play required patience on your part. Did you have to wait for that block to develop, or the second level block to develop?
Well, one of the key blocks was Eben Britton. Completely pancaked this guy. And so when you get that much push on the front side, which we were, you know, we had outnumbered them anyway. The line did all the work, and secondary in the second level blocks, the wide receivers, they did a great job.
How important was the preseason for you running the ball to show this new staff something that you could be trusted if counted upon?
Well, I've always been a sort of a utility guy, you know, a jack of all trades, as a fullback, as a tailback. Obviously, it's important to show the new staff what you're capable of. And obviously, for times like this and situations like this where you have to go, they can trust you. And that speaks volumes of this whole team. That's, you know, we've been resilient all year. And I told you that last week. I mean, we've had a lot of guys go down, a lot of guys step up.